Hello, I'm Kim Fernandez and welcome to my podcast. This podcast consists of four episodes focusing on Indian culture and society in A.K. Ramanujan's poetry. As an English major and poetry lover, poems are a part of almost all the courses I take in college, and A.K. Ramanujan's poetry of my contemporary Indian English course strikes out the most to me. Episode 1, Introduction to A.K. Ramanujan. In majority of their works, Indian writers in English have always depicted India's culture and people. These works elicited a strong sense of attachment to one's homeland. India may be seen in all of its colors, both dazzling and dull. A.K. Ramanujan's poetry is part of this tradition. He is a key leading voice of the third world diasporas, as well as a notable figure of post-independence Indian English poetry. This podcast attempts to demonstrate how A.K. Ramanujan reflects on his Indian background in his poems and communicates it via the power of words. A.K. Ramanujan is a well-known Indian English poet. He is well-known across the world for his unique portrayal of Indian sentiments based on Indian life and culture. He is a fascinating figure and is one of the most interesting poets in 20th century Indian English literature. Despite his roots being in Indian heritage and culture, he is considered the voice of modern India. And despite the fact that A.K. Ramanujan resided in America, his poetry shows that he was repeatedly drawn by his motherland. His poetry demonstrates that he had a strong connection to Indian culture and society. His awareness of Indian civilization and culture led to his poems getting recognition all over the world. Ramanujan was an overseas Indian English poet. However, not only did he reside in a foreign country for a few years, but so did Nassim Ezekiel, Adil Jusawala, and Jayant Mahapatra. They all considered their homeland India to be their natural home. Furthermore, they changed the shape of modern Indian English poetry. Episode 2. In this episode, we will be looking at two of Ramanujan's poems. A.K. Ramanujan's love poem for a wife portrays the poet's sleeping wife with uncommon, insightful, and vivid imagery before hinting at their unification as one person. Love Poem for a Wife is an 8-stanza poem divided into unbalanced lines. The lines don't rhyme in any particular order and they're not all the same length. In reality, the length of the lines varies widely, ranging from 4 to 11 words. After reading a few lines from Love Poem for a Wife, it's evident that Ramanujan preferred to write in a stream of consciousness manner. This may be seen in the way the lines flow into each other. The visuals are jumbled and perplexing. It's frequently difficult to identify when one scene ends and the next begins. The speaker clogs up his own ideas with things he's done and things he wants to do. The speaker opens the poem by recounting a disagreement he had with his wife. It seemed like days since it was so lengthy. The dispute stirred up pictures from their own pasts. He looks back upon his wife's childhood in Aden, Yemen, and sees her as an adolescent. The speaker, who also sees their current location in India, as well as of Kerala's colors and patterns. He awakens from a dream in which his face merges with that of his wife. In the second half of the poem, they are merged into one, an ambiguous entity. When he wakes up, he is relieved to have had this experience, but is disappointed because they are now physically separated. Finally, his wife is still asleep, and he looks at her in the morning light. Another poem is A River. It is one of Ramanujan's best poems. A River by A.K. Ramanujan is a four-stanza poem that is separated into uneven sets of lines. The first stanza contains 16 lines, the second has 11 lines, the third has 7 lines, and the fourth stanza has 15 lines. They do not follow a specific rhyme scheme, but there are moments of repetition which help create a rhythm to the poem. It's a poem on the Vaigai, a river that runs through Madurai. The poem depicts a river as both a helpful and destructive force. The city had many brilliant pandits throughout the Sangham period who sang about the wonders of their city and wrote freely while the river flowed in abundance. There were other occasions when the river was completely dry. The iron bars beneath the bridge needed to be repaired. It is a surprise for the poet because such scenes are rarely portrayed by poets. The river's water inspires all of the poets to write poetry about it. A poet pays a visit to the river and thoroughly observes the surroundings. However, the scenario Ramanujan observed is not the same. The water level in the river continued to rise as it rained. The whole city had been submerged. 3 houses in the village were wiped away. An expectant mother and a couple of animals were also washed away, according to a report. Even new poets are uninterested in writing on all of these topics. They still look at it through the eyes of the old poets. Many aspects about the river that have previously been assumed should be revealed via a careful creative thought. It's a shame that no one has the compassion to care about a mother who has twins in her womb, drowning in the river. Ramanujan reveals the reality of the present and the past in a river. Poets used to be admirers of cities, temples, rivers and streams, but they were indifferent to the plights of humans and animals. Every summer, the river dries up to a trickle, and the poets only sing about the floods. Flood here is a sign of destruction for both people and property. Today's poets continue to reference past poets who are no longer relevant to life. The idea of a pregnant woman conjures up a beautiful representation in the poem of two generations, that is, the present and the future. Episode 3. In this episode, we will be discussing the themes found in Ramanujan's poetry. His collected poems show his sensitivity, intellectual integrity, and emotional depth. Even while his poems are deeply personal, they have a global component to them. His poetry is mostly concerned with Indian culture and tradition, family and relationships, as well as art, love, death, etc. They are full of wit, irony, contradiction, and unexpected twists and turns. He is a poet of memory, anguish, and conflicts. Some of the major themes in his poetry are of Indian tradition and culture. Each country has its unique culture, which includes a variety of customs, traditions, and aesthetic traits. The religious traditions, customs, dialects, rituals, arts, values, and the way of life of India and its people are referred to as Indian culture. Ramanujan's poetry demonstrates his deep respect for Indian culture and heritage. Episode 4, Conclusion. Reading A.K. Ramanujan's poetry inspires faith and charms you with his wit and language. His poetry and intellect transcend time and place, and it is in him that Indian sensibilities find its most real and effective expression. He notices the intertwined relationship between life and art and seeks to incorporate it into his work. Despite his limited range, A.K. Ramanujan's poetry is full of human care. His childhood recollections and reflections offer him an abundant chance to analyze many human circumstances in the world. A.K. Ramanujan is a one-of-a-kind poet in the history of modern Indian English poetry. Because of his choice of topic and application of refined poetic techniques, his natural rhyming flow consistently matches his recollected experiences and in-depth thought. He is such a poet who finds his roots in his own culture. It is noteworthy that A.K. Ramanujan and other Indian English poets are still influenced by the vast ancient cultural legacy. Almost all of Ramanujan's poems are written with his own feelings, emotions, and memories. His own family life, his childhood memories, his pleasures, his struggles, sufferings, love, etc. are mostly the subject matters of his poetry. Thank you so much for listening.